Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic is God always has a joker. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 25 and Romans 8 and verse 28. 1 Thessalonians 5:25 says, "Brothers and sisters, pray for us." Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." Today, my dear listeners, I turn a new age, and I want to deeply appreciate this God who has remained faithful to me over the years. Thank you, Lord. Also, like our first anchor scripture says, I would like to ask you to please take a moment to pray for me from your heart, for the grace to live a life that truly pleases God, and for whatever else you wish for me. I do not necessarily desire presents or public greetings, but I deeply covet your prayers this morning. Please pray for me from your heart, and may the Lord hear and answer you all, in Jesus' name. This morning, I want to bring a word that dropped in my spirit a few days ago as I drove to work. This word is for someone who is feeling discouraged at the twists and turns that life has brought their way. A few days after I pondered on this word, I too encountered a disappointing situation. And I remembered this word and I became encouraged again. The word is simple. Before plan A fails, God already has a plan B, which is never obvious. Sin came into the world. The only remedy would have been the spotless blood of a sinless man. And the Bible tells us that before the foundations of the world, the lamb that would take away sin was slain, which means that before sin came, the remedy had already been provided. Let's leave the abstract. Israel encountered famine. There was no food anywhere except Egypt. God, however, had years before, in a series of not so obvious moves, sent a savior over to Egypt to preserve the lives of his people. When Joseph was sent into slavery, that was God's joker, but it was not obvious. So he cried, he was disappointed, he probably felt purposeless, but there was a bigger picture he couldn't see. God always has a joker. Let's go back to Jesus. The Jews had waited for years for someone who would come and save them. Jesus came, there was hope. This prophet had come, healing, casting out devils, doing amazing stuff. Then suddenly he was killed, crucified in the most grotesque way. And he actually died. The one who was going about raising the dead died. Imagine the gloom that befell those who had trusted that Jesus was the Messiah. What could you say to them humanly that would have revived their hopes? Yet that very death, the cause of their gloom, was God's joker. It was death that guaranteed life, not just for the Jews now, but for all who would believe, Jew or Gentile. This morning I say to you that as bleak as your situation looks, your God has a plan. Your God always has a joker, and oftentimes that joker is not visible to the human eye. How then can you respond? Rejoice. Rejoice through your tears. Rejoice through your disappointments. Rejoice knowing that even though stuff isn't obvious, God is working. He works whether we see him or not. He works whether we feel him or not. He works because he has said that all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Light will come out of that situation. Just stay with God. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word this morning. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you are blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.